Greetings. Today is Good Friday, April the 10th, and this is the fifth meditation for the Easter week, brought to us today by Adriana, and I'm reading the translation of her meditation. We invite you to read John chapter 13, verses 1 to 17. This reading is about the washing of the feet. Do you want to be happy? If yes, I suggest you follow this technical sheet on foot washing. Let's start with a bit of history. The 12 disciples are gathered with Jesus for the last meal, a farewell meal before his crucifixion. And here they attend a master class of the Grand Master, a practical demonstration and a theoretical explanation. He got up from the table, took off his clothes, and took a cloth which he put around his waist. Then he poured water into a basin and began washing the disciples' feet and wiping them with the cloth he had around his waist. He gives an example so that in turn we may act as he has done for us. What do you need? Firstly, to be a disciple, to be converted. To have benefited from the purifying bath of the new birth by the death of Christ, by faith in his sacrifice. Decisive, complete, a final act. Secondly, stripping oneself, being in humility. Thirdly, taking on the dress of a servant, like Jesus made himself the servant of his disciples. And the frequency? Every day. Actions to put into practice. Wash the feet of my brother, my sister. Through A, intercession. Beg God to forgive my brother who is, like me, a sinner in need of grace, and pray to God saying, Lord, act you yourself on him, as also on me, according to your severity and your kindness. B. Carry and support. Carry the burden of my brother without violating his freedom, without seeking to form him in my image, but let God give him his image. By freedom, I mean all that constitutes the deep nature of my brother, his qualities, his talents, his quirks, his weaknesses that test our patience, as well as all the frictions, clashes, and oppositions that arise between us. To endure his reality as a sinful creature, speak the word of God with love and in truth, and accept his forgiveness. C. Confession. Confessing to my brother, or receiving his confession. Christ gave us the community, and in the community, the brother as a means of grace, the brother who takes on the face of Jesus. So I no longer have to hide in front of him. It is given to us to help us. He hears the confession of our faults with the ears of God. He keeps the secret of our confession. Once exposed and confessed, sin has lost its power. That's a quotation by D. Bonhoeffer. Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. That's James chapter 5, verse 16. Of course, confession between brothers does not bring the forgiveness of sins, which is done by Jesus alone at the cross, but gives access to peace, spiritual health and deliverance, and a form of happiness. What are my resistances? I resist having my feet washed by my brother, either by misunderstanding, there's the example of Peter, or by pride. This gesture is ineffective if the conversion by the cross has not taken place. There's an example, of Judah. Result: towards the body of Christ. By letting my brother wash my feet, the body of Christ is constituted. It is a body in which relationships are no longer on the model of a pyramidal hierarchy, but are relationships of mutual service, love, humility. And knowing these things and putting them into practice makes us happy. Let's pray. Thank you, Father, for this lesson. Thank you for your example. Enable us to put ourselves at the feet of our brothers and sisters to wash their feet, and to accept that a brother washes ours of our faults, our blunders, our bitterness, our impurities, our disappointments, of our pains. Make us sensitive to the needs of our brothers and sisters. Make us humble and thankful to be part of the community of believers. Amen.